This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Paul is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. He's been with his girlfriend Leslie for 3 years. But now he thinks something's going on, so we're going to see if we can help him out and try to catch her in a second. If she is, hopefully she isn't. But Paul, tell us what's going on, man.
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend Leslie now for 3 years, and overall, things have been great. It's been a nice 3 years. Leslie actually moved up here from a small town, you know, one of those really small towns out in the middle of nowhere.
They're scary to me, but yes.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, the same for me. It's a little odd going back because we visit often to her family. And every time we go back there, I just feel like it's going to another country or another planet or something.
Well, that's kind of nice. You really get to escape.
Yeah. And it's not really a big deal to visit often. I know, like I said, it's like another planet over there. But, you know, my relationship with my family's at best strained. So, you know, I've never had a problem going back with her as frequently as we do. But unfortunately, this year, I'm not able to go back and visit with her on her mom's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really swamped at work and, you know, it wasn't really a huge deal, but that's kind of where, in regards to this trip and me not going with her, is kind of where suspicion started creeping in.
Okay.
Was she upset that you couldn't go with her?
Well, see, that's the thing. It actually didn't seem like she was upset that I wasn't going with her. And, you know, recently, you know, I feel like she's been kind of pushing me away. You know, I feel like, you know, she's been getting, you know, a little bit more distant from me. We've been getting into more arguments. And, you know, one thing I've noticed and the thing that I'm worried about is this guy, Joel.
Who's Joel?
Well, Joel is it's her ex from, you know, like her kind of high school sweetheart kind of guy. You know, still lives in that small town where she came from. And I've noticed that her and Joel have been texting a lot more, you know, recently.
So they'd always been texting? You said a lot more. So they've always been in touch?
Yeah. They, you know, to be honest, I'm not one of those guys that's like have a huge issue with somebody having a friendship with an ex or you know, having that relationship ongoing. I met Joel, you know, when we've gone to visit, you know, I've met the guy, you know, he seems like a decent person and everything. But honestly, it has always just kind of been, or at least in my perception, like sporadic communication. And, you know, now it seems like it's getting to be a lot more frequent. Like I noticed that, you know, I'll notice her phone will light up, you know, a lot. And I'll see, you know, his name, you know, pop up, you know, like it does on the phone. And I notice it's more and more. And, you know, I even asked her about it. And, you know, she's gotten, you know, a little bit defensive, like about me, like checking on her or why am I looking at her phone and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Honestly, like to put two and two together, I noticed that it's really been since I told her that I wasn't going. That I wasn't going to be able to make it to the trip. And I told her mom I wasn't going to be able to make it, that, you know, the communication frequency, you know, stepped up and they started talking more. And like I said, I didn't really feel like she was particularly upset that I wasn't going to be able to make it. And I did. I asked her about it. And like I said, she got defensive. And she also said, you know, oh, no, you know, just we were planning on meeting up with mutual friends, or we're just making, you know, some friend plans and old friends and getting together while I'm in town or while she's in town, rather. And I don't recall any friend group or mutual friends. I've never hung out with her and her mutual friends in her small town. So, you know, honestly, I really don't know what's going on here.
So you think maybe it, like, she's planning something with him for when she's there, but you're not there.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought maybe you guys could call her from, you know, just say you're our credit card company and say she won a free travel ticket and a free companion, and just ask her who she would pick to be that companion.
That's okay. A good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her. And hopefully she gives us your name and not somebody else's. But we'll play a song, come back, and get your To Catch a Cheater next.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Right in the middle of To Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Paul is on the phone and he thinks that his girlfriend of 3 years named Leslie might be cheating. So in a second, we're about to call her and see if we can catch her. But first, Paul, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your situation?
We've been together 3 years. I'm worried she's getting back with or in a relationship with her ex-boyfriend from high school. And I was hoping you guys could just pretend to be the credit card company and say she won a free flight and see who she picks.
Okay.
And she's going back home to visit her mom, and I'm not going. And I'm worried that she's been really texting this guy and planning on seeing him when I'm not there.
Okay. Are you ready for us to call her?
Yeah.
All right, man. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gorbel calling from... I was looking for our cardholder, Leslie...
This is she. Is everything okay?
I'm actually calling you with some good news. Congratulations for being a cardholder with us and racking up so many points and miles in travel. You've won a voucher for $600 in free travel for yourself and a companion.
Oh my God. Wow. This is so cool. Thank you. So what do?
Well, it's simple. Your voucher will go automatically into your account online. So the only thing that I would need would be the name of the companion that you would take with you. Now, I can give you some time to obviously think about that, but unfortunately, they ask that we give them that information ahead of time, you know?
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Okay, great. Just the first and last name would be awesome.
Yeah, can you make it to Joel?
Yes, I can get that notated on there. Would you like us to send an email to this person so that you can also give them the good news with like a little bit of an e-card type situation?
Yeah, maybe just say that things keep getting better. And after this trip, we can go back and have the talk.
I'll just read it back to you, okay? It says, your boyfriend of 3 years, Paul, is on the phone right now listening to this and probably wants to know why you got the companion ticket for Joel and are sending Joel that message.
Wait, what?
Did I get that right?
Mm.
Yes.
Paul? Wait, Paul's on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yes.
Leslie, this is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Hi.
And we do a segment where we catch people cheating. And Paul thought you might be up to something. So.
He was right.
It seems I'm right.
Oh, my God.
Are you
okay.
Yourself?
Wow. Okay. Well, I was definitely not prepared to have this conversation at this moment, but I guess this is where we're at. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Yeah. Are you going to explain what's going on?
Yeah. It's true. I've been talking to my ex, Joel. You know Joel.
Yeah. Well, I know that part. I know you've been talking. I've talked to you about how you've been talking. But what's going on?
Okay, so we've been talking, you know, about our past and the relationship and how it just never really had any real finality or ending. And you know, and then the conversation just kind of went into how there's still some feelings there that we have, even though, you know, we broke up, obviously. And that, you know, what we've been wanting in our life is really the same thing, which is to be in that town, in our town together and have the same future there. Mm. And I feel like an absolutely horrible person right now, but Paul, I'm in love with Joel, and I've fallen back in love with him this past month, and I really think we want to try and make it work this time. And so I guess my thought process was I wanted to give that ticket to Joel so that he could come here to us and we could all talk about it and you know, he could help me move my things back home.
Damn.
Are you serious? I honestly can't believe it. You think you were going to fly him with a free companion ticket to our house so that I would sit down with him and what, shake his hand, wish you well? I mean, I can't, you know, honestly, you know, I love you and you know, we've been together 3 years, but it's really the sneaking around that bothers me the most, that I got to like do a whole setup to catch you. Like I confronted you about you texting him and you talking to him. And obviously I knew something was up and you could sense something was up, and we've been kind of, you know, at odds and the tension has been high. Why couldn't you just talk to me? Why does it have to come out like this? This is ridiculous. And also, you know, f*** you for doing this around your mom's birthday, for real. Honestly, like this is a devastating thing. And you know, I love your mom to death. Okay. You know, she likes me. Or at least you've told me she likes me, you know, and you want to put this around your mom's birthday, and more so, instead of this being a very serious conversation about us breaking up or you moving up, you're like capitalizing on the fact that I couldn't make it to this trip. You're like seeing it as like a blessing, and I could tell you didn't want me there, you know. So you know I love you, but like f- you.
I hear what you're saying, and I probably deserve that. I mean, honestly,
you deserve more than that. You know, and you know, you can text me, you can reach out. You obviously you'd get yourself, but I don't want to see you. I don't want to see him. It's not going to be this sit down, nice hug, shake hand thing. You know, honestly, I really hope you're happy because you've taken it all from me.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it. And I'm sorry that it had to come out this way, but.
Nope, nothing to talk about. It's done.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, Paul, I'm sorry, man.
So sorry.
You know.
No, you know what? Y'all don't need to apologize. She's the only one that needs to apologize. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said earlier, you know, I was going to be embarrassed either way, but thank you for saving me a trip to go over there and embarrass myself. Obviously, I'm pissed off. This is ridiculous, but you know what? At least it's better than me flying over there, being around her family, to be the guy,
yeah, totally.
The other man.
Don't be embarrassed, man. This sucks.
Yeah.
Well, whenever this happens, we always tell somebody there is someone out there for you. So don't give up hope, man.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not even thinking about that, right? I'm just pissed. This hurts. This honestly, it hurts. This hurts.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.